Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. If then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home and will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told this so that you might have place in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. From the Gospel you can see that Jesus wants his disciples and each one of us the peace. Believe. God is with us. Jesus promised he will be with us until the end of the world. Not even that. Even us, the disciples, go to every corner of the world to spread this good news. God is with us. Emmanuel. At times, it's very difficult to discern where God is with us, because we have to go through all the troubles of life, of the society, of the world, of our health. We always ask this question, "Lord, where are you?" Jesus has conquered the world. That means to say, peace should come to us. This peace doesn't mean we have no cross, but this cross is be carried together with Christ. Christ carried our own cross together with us. We are not unknown. That's a peace. So thank the Lord that He come together with us. You thank the Lord that stay with us, especially through the Blessed Sacrament. It's a blessing to be a baptized person, because we can share totally the life of God, the life of Christ. And we are called not only to live for our own sake, called to live, to share this life with all the people next to us. This is our mission. This is our joy. We have to walk together. Together also in Christ. And let's ask God to give us this trust that He stays with us all the day of our life. What He expects us is moment by moment, we live well the will of God the Father. Moment by moment. That's important. Many times we disturbed because of things that we don't know. for tomorrow. But Jesus already told disciples, don't worry. Don't worry about things of tomorrow. Live well today. Even once he said, why are you worried tomorrow? If tonight God the Father will take you home. No need to be worried. It's important to trust. Every moment is a moment of the Lord. Let's ask this special grace that today we can live well, moment by moment, in His love, trusting He is with us.